So we're going to be taking the morning tithe and offering a little bit later in the service. So those commitment cards that Stephen mentioned this morning, go ahead and hold on to those till a little bit later, and you'll have a chance to put those and our connect cards in the offering as soon as we get done with the Lord's Supper. So if you're here visiting this morning, we just want to say welcome. You came to a pretty interesting service in that we're seeing our bilingual student pastor transition out, and we're also today celebrating the Lord's Supper, and I'll explain a little bit about that. Every 5 or 6 weeks or so, we as the body of Christ come together and we partake of the Lord's Supper, is what it's called. It's over here to my right, your left, and it consists of juice and bread. And we do that for one reason and one reason only, and it's because we received instructions from the Lord Jesus Christ on the night that he was betrayed that we should do this in remembrance of him until his return. Now let me explain that to you. The night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he took a cup of juice, and he shared that with his disciples. And he knew that he was about to be betrayed, handed over to Roman authorities. He was going to be tried, convicted, and ultimately he would die a death of betrayal on a cross, a crucifix. And in so doing, he would pay the penalty required of God for our sins. The Bible says that our sins require death, but that God in his grace and mercy provided a way out. He provided a scapegoat for us, someone who could meet the righteous requirements of the law in his word and be sinlessly spotless and pay a debt that you and I could not pay. That's what the Lord Jesus was talking about that night, that we celebrate this and what he did for us because we could not do it for ourselves. That's what you walked into this morning. Let me just say this. We participate in something called an open communion time. There are some churches that you have to be a member of that church to participate in that. We do not. We participate in an open communion time, which means this. It means anyone in this room this morning, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are welcome to take the Lord's Supper with us, communion, this morning. That's anybody from a sixth grader all the way to an adult. You are welcome so long as you have accepted the Lord Jesus in your life for the forgiveness of your sins. So what I'd like to do right now is just, I want us to take a moment, and I'm going to turn to 1 Corinthians, and I want us as believers to examine our hearts to make sure our hearts are right this morning and prepare your hearts for the Lord's Supper. And as I do that, our ushers are going to move into place, our deacons are going to move into place and get prepared to pass out the elements, and I'll give them further instructions in just a moment. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul the Apostle writes this concerning the Lord's Supper. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Then I'm going to skip down, if you would, to verse 27. And he says this, he said, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord." And then he writes, "Let a person examine himself then, and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." So what I'd like for you to do right now is just close your eyes. And I just want you to reflect in your heart why you're doing what you're about to do with the Lord's Supper. And I think that's what Paul meant by examining yourself. Make sure that your heart is right in what you're about to do now. And I just want you to right now clear every thought in your head. And I just want you to somehow pray, confess unto the Lord Jesus. If you have sin in your life, confess that sin. But really profess to him that what you're about to do next is completely about him. So Lord, I just pray that you would prepare our hearts right now to drink in a manner worthy, consistent of you. And Lord Jesus, I pray today as we partake of your supper that we do so, God, remembering what you've done and reflecting upon what is ahead. God, I pray that every heart is pure and ready. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. And amen. If you would just sit there as our deacons pass out the bread. And Brad, you'll lead us in a song. Please hold on to the bread until everyone has been served, and then we'll take together. I think everyone's been served. So returning back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Paul wrote again, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And I've asked Ryan Terry if he would pray over the bread today.
God, I pray specifically for the bread that we take this morning, that it is a constant reminder, God, that you are sufficient for all. Father, that all of our needs are found in a body broken on a cross. And God, I pray that that will stick with us as we take in your body this morning.
Okay. Take the bread together. Lord, your word says that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our sins, that the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. We remember that this morning. In your name I pray. Amen. If you guys would pass out the juice now. So the ushers finished passing out the juice this morning. I just want to say this. I understand that people are in different places in their faith walk and their faith journey. I understand that. And I also understand that not everyone in this room has come to a place in their life where they've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I would say even so now might be a time for you, my friend, if you've never accepted Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior to pay the price for your sins, what better time to do it than right now as we celebrate his death and resurrection? So if you're out there right now, and you'd say, "Pastor Jeff, I've never made that step, but I'm standing here, sitting here thinking, why?" And you just feel the Holy Spirit working in your life. I'm just going to ask you to pray this simple prayer with me. And the Bible says this, if you pray this prayer of faith, that your sins will be forgiven and his righteousness will be credited to you and you will be saved. So if that's you, would you just pray this simple prayer under your breath with me? So Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. And I realize that the price for my sins is death. I confess my sins to you right now. And I believe that your word says that you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and purify me from all unrighteousness. I profess you as Lord and Savior. And I accept your forgiveness right now. It's in your name I pray. Amen. The Bible says, if you did that, my friend, that you have been credited with righteousness, your sins are forgiven, and all of heaven celebrates right now. Paul writes in verse 25, in the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim my death until I return." I've asked Stephen Morris if he would pray over the juice this morning.
God, again, we love you, Lord, and we are thankful for what this juice represents, God. We're thankful that you loved us enough, that you cared about each and every one of us enough, Lord, to sacrifice yourself for us, God. Allow your blood to be shed on that cross, God. So I pray that as we do this morning, God, that we remember it, that we thank you for your sacrifice, that we praise you and honor you for your sacrifice, God. And Lord, I just pray. God, I pray as we do this, we remember that it's a symbol of your love for us, God. Lord, we thank you for your blood that was shed for us because you love us. In your name we pray.